Daf Tzadik Beis. Shtei chatzeres v'chur v'echad b'neihem. Two chatzeres with a churven between them. Echad irvu v'echad shalo irvu. Rav Huna says, Neistin luzu shalo irif. They're the person who was allowed to carry in them. Chiya Bar Rav says, to both people it's usur to carry in it. We then have a Mishnah that says a large rooftop that opens up into a small one. People under a large one can carry onto the roof. Why? Since it's considered surrounded on four sides by a wall. In other words, the wall goes upward, and they are allowed to carry from their home onto the roof. But the small one is usur, since it becomes like a small chatzar leading into a large one. And the Gemara brings numerous cases to support the second part of the Mishnah about the small chatzar leading into a large one. First of all, Isha, the chatzar gedayla, the get biktana, miskareshes, a woman who's standing in a large chatzar, but the get is in the small chatzar, she's considered a miskareshes. Why? Because the small chatzar is considered leading into the large one, therefore it's as if she was makabel the get, but not vice versa. If she's in the small chatzar and the get is in the large chatzar, she's considered in a separate chatzar, therefore she would not be miskareshes. In other words, what we're saying here is this small chatzar becomes an annex of a large one, so it's like the get is within her large chatzar. Second case, shliach tzibur biktana, tzibur bigdela, yotzei yidei chavasa. But of course not vice versa, because the key is what's going on in the gedela. And since the tzibur is in the gedela, the small chatzar is considered swallowed up by the large chatzar, and therefore it's considered good. Finally, we say tisha leminyan bigdela, v'echad biktana, the tenth person is in the ketana, it's considered mitzdarfin, and it's considered a good minyan. Finally, the Gemara says, we do not find a case where a mechitza, which is built, causes an isser. In other words, the lack of a mechitza causes an isser, but we don't find a case where putting up a mechitza causes, can actually trigger an isser. The Gemara then brings on a case of kirachas hakerem and mechayla hakerem. These are speaking of cases by kilayim. We had this earlier. Kirachas hakerem is a patch in the middle of the kerem, and mechayla hakerem is a patch on the side of the kerem. So how much space is needed before you can plant different types of seeds? And this distance, exact distance, is a machlekes beis hillel and beis shammai. We then have a case of gimel karfifos zeh betzad zeh. And this is referring to the case where the two outer karfifos have a weak fence, a fence which is shesi or arev, in other words, either horizontal beams or vertical beams, and they are set off from the middle karpaf. But the middle karpaf is not set off from the two side karfifos. In other words, similar to the analogy we had in the Mishnah of a small chatzar leading into a large chatzar. So as we know from the Gemara on Daf Tes Zayin, Shesi and Arev have space limitations of Beis Asayim. But if it's more than Beis Asayim, then we have to be Machmer. However, here, if there are three people, we say that these three people are considered like a Shiyara, and therefore we can be Makel and Golakula, and it's even good if it's more than a total area of Beis Asayim. And it doesn't matter how the three people are divided between the different karfifos, which ones they're in, whether one is in this one is in the other one, and one is in the other one, or whether it's two in one. We're able to be makel here, even in a case of yesmi beis asayim, because they're all considered a shiar. We then say an elevation, a gidud of earth, which is five tvachim tall, and then a mechitza of five tvachim above it. Technically, you would say maybe these two should combine. 5 plus 5 is equal to 10. We say that they do not combine, and it is not a good mechitza. The Gemara says if a wall collapses, falls down, and now creates a new residence with more people in it, in other words, it collapses, so now you've got another chatzar which becomes part of the other chatzar. It becomes a larger chatzar, and now there's no Erev. According to Rab, you're only allowed to carry 4 amas. According to Shmuel, you're allowed to carry as much as you want within this chatzar, because we say Shabbos kivin shehutra hutra. Since before Shabbos it was considered a mechitza, it doesn't matter what happens on Shabbos, but kivin shehutra hutra, therefore it's good even on Shabbos to walk as much distance as you want. Daf tzadik dalet. Rav did not want to impose his view in Shmuel's neighborhood, since Shmuel had his own psak about what is allowed or what is not allowed in terms of carrying. We then have a Mishnah that says chatzar shenifritzel rishus harabim. Rabbi Eliezer says the chatzar is considered kirishus harabim. In other words, it becomes a deoraisa. And he holds this because he holds tzidei rishus harabim is kirishus harabim domin. And the chachamim say the chatzar is considered a karmelis. Therefore, all the yisurim we're referring to are yisurim derabanan, because a karmelis is only a midrabanan. We then have another Mishnah that says chatzar shenifritza mishnei ruchanias. Rabbi Yehuda says mutarin bi'eisa shabbos, but not future shabbos. Why? Because the shabbos kibin shehutra hutra. But future Shabbosim now have to be judged on their own merit. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's either always mutter or it's always usser. The Gemara then says this Mishnah is referring to a case of Karen Zavis, where the breach is at the corner. Then the Gemara has a complex explanation of Pitikra Yerid Vesaisim, exactly how many sides that we're referring to. And the Gemara comes out that Shmuel will not learn Pitikra Yerid Vesaisim when it's needed for all four sides. Also, other Pshatim in the Gemara learn that if there's more than 10 Amos, then there's no Machlaikis at all. If the break is more than 10 Amos, we don't even have any Machlaikis. Taf Tzadikei. A sukkah with poles, which are within three tvachim of each other, in other words, they're loved, and they're in an open area. So we say that this is considered kosher, and it's considered good mechitzas. If it has poles which are more than three tvachim apart, so then we say it's okay anyway, according to Abaye, since we say pitikra yared v'saisim. But according to Rava, who does not hold of pitikra yared v'saisim, it would be considered no good. Finally, we have a Mishnah which says, Habayna aliyah al-gabi shtei batim. If one builds an attic, a second story, over two houses that are on the opposite sides of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, in other words, this new aliyah forms an overpass over these two houses. So Rabbi Yehuda says that it's okay to carry beneath these things on Shabbos. According to the Chachamim, it's aser. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter because we say pitikra yared v'saisim. Also, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say two mechitzes are enough to create a Rishus Hayachid min hatara. This is the end of the ninth parak. Now let's begin the tenth parak of Masechta Erevin, parak Hamaitze Tfilin, which begins on Daf Tzadikei Amud Aleph at the bottom. We have a Mishnah that says Hamaitze Tfilin, if a person finds Tfilin on Shabbos in a field, and what we're afraid here is that Tfilin may be subject to Bizyonis. So we say according to the Tanakama, Machnisin Zug Zug, one should bring them in to a house or into a city, one by one, then go out and get the other one. Rabbi Gamliel says you're allowed to bring shnayim shnayim. You're allowed to bring in two at a time, and then go out and get the rest. Go out and get more of them. What is this specifically referring to? These words in the Mishnah, these heterim of carrying one or two, are only referring to old tefillin, biyashanis. In other words, tefillin that have rutsuais, batim, etc. There are kashra pairs of tefillin. But in a case of chadashis. Which are referring to tefillin that are new, meaning to say that they just have batim, or they might be kameis, and they're not really a full kashra pair of tefillin. In those cases, you're not allowed to bring them into the city at all, and carrying whether one or carrying two. Let's say a person found a lot of tefillin outside, in a way that he can't possibly bring all of them in, then he's supposed to stay with them through the night, and then he brings them back afterwards. Let's say you're in a situation where it's a sakana. In other words, you can't watch the tefillin because you're afraid you could get attacked. Or if you carry them in, you're afraid you can get attacked. So Rabbi Shimon says, Naisin lechaveiro, you should give them to a friend, vechaveiro lechaveiro, and then a friend gives them to a friend, and so on and so forth until you reach the city. Vechein b'nai, and the same thing applies to a child which is born in the field and has to be transported to his house. You should also do the same thing, Naisin lechaveiro, vechaveiro lechaveiro, as long as you have to go in order to bring it into the city. Gemara. We explain, according to the Tanakhama, why is one pair of tefillin mutter to carry into the city? We say that this is mutter because of Hatzalah. We need to save the tefillin. Therefore, you're allowed to bring in one pair of tefillin, but you're not allowed to bring in more than one pair of tefillin. What about the Inyan of Bal Taisif? We have here a question of Bal Taisif. What's the Hava mean to be able to bring in two pairs of tefillin? If you're going to wear two pairs of tefillin, you'll be over on Bal Taisif. And if you say Shabbos is man tefillin, so what's going to happen is you're wearing one pair of tefillin is surely mutter. Because if you're wearing one pair of tefillin and Shabbos is man tefillin, one pair you're allowed to wear. But how would you be allowed to wear two pairs? You'd be over on Bal Taisif. So we say, according to the Rashbam and according to Taisvis, if you have specific kavana not to do the mitzvah, then you're not over on Bal Taisif. So here, since your kavana is for Hatzalah, therefore if you wear one pair of tefillin, or even potentially if you'd wear two pairs of tefillin, there is no kavana at all to do the mitzvah of tefillin, but you're only doing it for Hatzalah purposes. The Gemara then says, how is it possible to wear two pairs of tefillin? And we say, Mokim Yesh Bereish Sheroy La'aniach Shtei Tefillin. We say that there's actually a place on the head for a person to wear two pairs of tefillin. And today, incidentally, some of the Svardim still do this. They wear both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam together at the same time. And we say today there is no Bal Taisif if somebody does this, since there's a suffix about what the mitzvah is. Is it according to the Shita of Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam? Therefore, if they wear two, there is no meaning of Bal Taisif. The same klal is similar to the case of sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. We know that is a question if Shmini Atzeres is considered Sukkis or it's considered the Chag, a special Chag in of itself. So is the seventh day considered Sukkot or not? Therefore, it's a Sveika D'Yayma. We're not really sure which day it belongs to, which part of Yontif does it belong to. So we say most people's minig is to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And you're not over about Taisif because the whole day is a question of Sveika D'Yayma. However, this whole question of Sveika D'Yayma, which the Gemara says is better to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, this only applies in the United States or anywhere in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, though, however, where the day of Shmini Atzeres is not a case of Sveika D'Yayma, you would not be allowed to sit in the Sukkah on that day because you could potentially be over Baal Taisif. I remember when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, I was by somebody's house. There were four of us who were eating by someone. All four of us were Americans who all had the minig to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And this person, obviously, was afraid of Baal Taisif. And since he had four Americans there who did eat in the Sukkah, he really had to eat in the Sukkah. So he ate in the Sukkah, but he took a towel and he put it on the schach above the place where he sat. So technically, since the Ikra Mitzvah of Sukkah is in the schach, he was not really yaitza by sitting under the Sukkah at all. In fact, as far as he was concerned, he wasn't really sitting in the Sukkah. We were sitting under the schach, and he wasn't. Therefore, there was no chash for him of Baal Taisif. We then bring down Tana de Bei Menashe, where we ask, where exactly is the place where a person is supposed to wear the tefillin? Since the Pasuk says, Al Yadacha, this is referring to Zu Kibaris, the bicep of the upper arm. That's the place where you wear the tefillin shel yad. What about the tefillin shel reish? Bein einacha. This is referring to zu kadkaid. This is referring to the area of the head above the hairline. Then we bring down explanations for the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabban Gamliel as to why you wear one pair of tefillin, you're allowed to carry back one pair, or you'd be allowed to wear two pairs in the case of the Mishnah. And the first possible way of explaining it is the machlokes is im Shabbos zman tefillin. The Shabbos considered the zman tefillin. According to the Tanakama, Shabbos is considered the zman tefillin. Therefore, you're only allowed to wear one pair of tefillin. But according to Rabban Gamliel, Shabbos is not zman tefillin. Therefore, his kavana is only for hatzalah. Since it's then considered a tachshit, and there's enough room for two pairs of tefillin, you're wearing it as a tachshit, therefore you can wear two pairs of tefillin. And Rashi brings down, as we'll see later on in the Gemara, this is the primary teretz here in the Gemara. We then have two Ibai Yisayim. One Ibai Yisayim says the machlokes is im mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. According to the Tanakama, mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, therefore you're only allowed to wear one pair. According to Rabban Gamliel, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah, therefore you're allowed to wear two pairs. And finally Ibai Yisayim is if you need kavanah in a mitzvah in order to be over Baal Taisif. According to the Tanakama, no kavanah is needed to be over Baal Taisif. Therefore, since there's no kavanah needed, if you put on a second pair of tefillin right now, whether you have kavanah or not, for whatever purpose, you're over on Baal Taisif. Therefore, you're only allowed to wear one pair. But according to Rabban Gamliel, we say that you have to have kavanah in a mitzvah in order to be over Baal Taisif. So since here specifically your kavanah is not to do the mitzvah of tefillin, but your kavanah rather is for hatzalah purposes, therefore you're allowed to wear two pairs of tefillin. Daf Tzadik Vav. The Gemara then asks, according to this last Ibai Seima, if according to the Tanakama you don't need kavanah in order to be over and Baal Taisif, so then how can you even wear one pair of tefillin on Shabbos? No matter what you did, you've now added Shabbos to the 6 days of Chol that you wear tefillin. So you're going to be over Baal Taisif, whether you want to be over it or not. And not only that, if this Ibai Yisayim is true, we should say that on Shmini Atzeres, Hayoshein b'Shmini b'Sukkah Yilaka. Since this is a separate Chag, and now you end up sleeping in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you should be over on Baal Taisif. And we know that this is in fact just the opposite. You're not over on Baal Taisif. In fact, we know that in Chutz La'aretz, as the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chof Zayin says, we have a Chiyav to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres because of Sveika D'Yayma. Since we don't know if the last day is Sukkah or if it's Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, we say we go back to the first teretz, that the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabban Gamliel is totally in if Shabbos is zman tefillin or Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. According to the Tanakam, it is zman tefillin. Therefore, you can only wear one pair when you're bringing them back to the city. According to Rabban Gamliel, Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. Therefore, it's considered a tachshit, and you can wear two pairs. Now the Gemara asks, Uman Shabbos lay Shabbos zman tefillin. Who is this man di Amar, the Tanakam, who holds that Shabbos is zman tefillin? Who is this man d'amar? And the Gemara now embarks on a lumdish sugya, and it proposes four different ways to answer this question. Number one, the Gemara says, this time is Rabbi Akiva. We have a pasuk in Shmos Yud Gimel that says, Vishamarta esachuka azayis lemayada miyamim yamima. This is one of the four parshiyos of the tefillin. One of the four parshiyos of the tefillin has this in it. And this particular pasuk is next to the inyan of Karban Pesach. The question is if HaChukah HaZayis is referring to Tefillin or is referring to Karban Pesach. So we learn, we darshan from the pasuk. Tefillin, it says Yamim. Yamim means Yamim V'loy Leilais. The Chiyav Tefillin is only by day and it's not by night. And then Miyamim, what does Miyamim mean? Miyamim is Prat L'Shabbos V'Yantif, to come to exclude Shabbos and Yantif, that no Tefillin is worn. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglil, Rabbi Akiva Imer. What does Rabbi Akiva says? Akiva says, Leinemar Chukah. Chukah zu el inyan Pesach bilvad. Anytime we use the word chukah, it's only referring to Karban Pesach. So we now have a raya that this inyan is referring to Pesach and is not referring to tefillin. Therefore, we have no pshat to exclude Shabbos from the mitzvah tefillin. And Rabbi Akiva would be the tan who holds Shabbos man tefillin. The Gemara answers no. We have a different brisa that says something else. Rabbi Akiva Aimer Yachal, I might think, Yaniach Adam Tefillin b'Shabbos v'yantiv. Talmud Leimer v'haya lacha l'ais al yadecha. We have a special pasuk that says ais. What is ais comes to teach you? L'ais comes to teach you that only on those days that we need an ais do we wear tefillin. Yatsu elu shagufan ais. This comes to exclude any day which in of itself is already an ais. The only time you have to wear tefillin is when you need an ais. But if it's on a day which is already an ais in of itself, you don't have to wear tefillin. So this comes to exclude those days. For example, this comes to exclude Shabbos. How do you know Shabbos is an ais? Because it says, Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael, ois hi li'aylam. That's how you know Shabbos is an ice. Therefore, since it's already an ice, you don't have to wear tefillin on that day. And it also comes to exclude Yantif. Yantif is a day which is considered just like Shabbos. As we know from Rashi in Vayikra, Chof Gimel, Pasuk Tesvav, Rashi brings down, Mimacharas HaShabbos. Rashi says, Mimacharas Yantif, that Shabbos is equal to Yantif. So now it becomes obvious that Rabbi Akiva is not the Tanakam of the Mishnah. Incidentally, the whole Shaila of putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed also revolves around the same Shaila that we said before. If Chol HaMoed is considered a nice, we know that Yantav is considered nice, but what about Chol HaMoed? Therefore, we know some people have the minhag to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, some people have the minhag not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. For more on this, you can take a look at the Taisvus here on the staff, Divrei HaMaskil Yomim, and also in the Ritva and Taisvus Rabbeinu Peretz. As a side note, the Gemara mentions Omar Rabbi Lai, he brings on the sheet of Rabbi Lai, Kol Makom Shenemar Hishomer Pen or Vial, any of those three words, Eina Ela B'Laisase. These are only referring, these specifically refer to cases of mitzvahs that are Laisase. The Gemara then brings the second teretz here to try to explain who the Tana is, who the Tanakam is in this Mishnah that holds Shabbos Man Tefillini. Ela Haitanu, they bring this Tana. The Tanya, Hanir Balaila, if a person was awake at night, Ratza Chaylitz, if a person wants and he's already wearing his tefillin, he can either remove them. But Ratzameiniach, if he wants, he can leave them on. Divrei Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson holds this. Yenisena Kitaini Eimer. Yenisena Kitaini has a different sheet he holds. Ein Manichin Tefillin Belaila. One is not allowed to wear tefillin at night. Now, what's the reason for the Shita of Rabbi Nosson? If a person wears tefillin at night, he doesn't have to take them off, since we say, according to this Tana, that the mitzvah of tefillin applies at night also. Rashi mentions here about the Isser today of wearing tefillin at night is basically Midr Rabbanan. The reason is because the Rabbanim were afraid when a person is asleep, he won't be able to be clean, he won't be able to be in a proper state to be able to wear tefillin. Therefore, they assered the wearing of tefillin at night. But this particular Tana holds that it's mutter to wear tefillin at night. Now, the Raya here is, since according to the Tanakam, who is Rav Nosson, night is ending up to be the time that the mitzvah of tefillin can be fulfilled, we see Shabbos also. Then therefore, you could also hold that Shabbos is also the Zman of tefillin. The Gemara then comes to reject this teretz also. So we move on to a third teretz. We bring down this brisa. Titania, Michal Bas Kushi, Michal, who was the daughter of Shaul, Michal Bas Shaul, Ashes David, the wife of David. Haisa Menaches Tefillin v'lo Michal b'Chachamim. She used to put on Tefillin, and the Chachamim were not protesting against her. Michal had a special interest in doing the mitzvah of Tefillin because she didn't have children, and wearing Tefillin is a skula for having children. Therefore, she wanted to wear Tefillin. This is the pshat in the Ben Yehoyada. And secondly, in this brisa we learn as follows: V'ishto shel Yoina Haisa Olil Rega v'lo Michal b'Chachamim. The wife of Yoina used to make aliyah l'regel on the Shalosh Regalim, and the Chachamim did not protest against her. She wanted to do this because, as we know from the Yamafter Yoina, which we learn in Yom Kippur, Yona ran away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since Yona ran away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yona's wife wanted to do just the opposite. She wanted to appear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, she wanted to make aliyah l'regel. And again, loimichu barabana. So what do you see from this? Alma we see kasari mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman gramahi. That we see the tefillin is a mitzvah to say, Shalei hazman grama. So therefore, women are really mechuyev in it. In other words, it's a mitzvah that it applies all the time. Not only does it apply during the week, it also applies on Shabbos. Therefore, we see from this that this can be a raya, that the Tanakhama is the same person who holds this here, and this brice is the same Tanakhama we have in our brice, in our Mishnah. Now, the Goyen Yaakov asks a question. If in fact this is true, but there's a mitzvah to say Shalei Hazman Grama, and women are mechuyev also, and it's a mitzvah that's mechuyev at all times, so why only did Michal fulfill this mitzvah? If this is really true, then all women are obligated to put on tefillin. So why don't we say all women should be mechuyev to wear tefillin? So we say that the Rabbanan said that women are not mechuyev to wear tefillin because we're afraid that women are incapable of maintaining a proper state of cleanliness in order to wear tefillin. This is brought down in the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down this also. However, in the case of Michal, they allowed her to do that anyway because a woman of her stature, who was so chashev, she would be careful to maintain the proper state of cleanliness. And the Gemara says, no. Maybe the only reason that this Braisa says this is because the Braisa holds like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds Nashim Saimchais Rishus. Women, although they're not Mechuyev in Tefillin, they have the option to do any mitzvah that they want to. And we see this from the mitzvah of Smicha. We know that by Karbanas, a person is Mechuyev to put his hands on the animal's head and to lean against the animal with their full strength. We see this from the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Tezayim. V'samach yaday al reish ha'ayla. Rabbi Yehuda learns from this that women are not Mechuyev in this particular mitzvah. But Rabbi Yossi says that really they have no obligation to lean against the animal, but they can do so if they want to anyway. So what do we see? According to Rabbi Yossi, although women are pater from doing certain mitzvahs, nevertheless, they're allowed to do that if they want. So therefore, with this, the Gemara can say that the reason that the Rabbanan did not object to Michal's putting on tefillin is because of this reason, because Nashim Saim Chais Rishush, she could have if she wanted to. Therefore, we have no Raya anymore, that the mitzvah of tefillin applies on Shabbos, and that the Tana in our Mishnah is this particular Tana. And then the Gemara says, you absolutely have to say this. Why? Because we said the Ishto Shal Yaina used to be make Aliyah L'Regel. The Gemara asks a very, very simple question. Mi Ika L'Mandi Amar Regalav Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Gramahi. How is it possible? We know. Okay, maybe you could tie into that. Tefillin is a Mitzvah Sasei Shalei Hazman Gram. Therefore, it's possible that you're Mechuyev to wear it on Shabbos. But when you're dealing with Aliyah L'Regel, Aliyah L'Regel 100%, according to all shittas, has to be a Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama. Because you know, we know the only times you do it is Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So what do we see? That the ikur reason that the Ishta Yaina was allowed to do what she did to be Aliyah L'Regel had nothing to do with Lav Grama, but rather could have had to do with the fact of Nashim Saim Chis Rishus. Therefore, again, we have no more Raya to what we're trying to find, who the Tana is in our Mishnah. Finally, we bring the fourth and final Teretz, which is how we end up holding. We say that we bring down another Braisa. It says, Amaitzei Tefillin, one who finds Tefillin on Shabbos, Machnisim Zug Zug. They're allowed to bring them in one pair at a time. Echad ish ve'echad isha, either a man or a woman, echad chadashis, echad yishanis, whether they're old or whether they're new. Tiver ve'remeir. Rabbi Yehuda iser bechadashis u'matir v'yishanis. But then we say as follows. Adkan loy pligi yala bechadashis v'yishanis. I will be isha loy pligi. But by isha, they don't argue. Everybody permits it. Shema mino, we learn from here. Mitzvah sasei, shalei hazman grama. A tefillin is a mitzvah sasei, shalei hazman grama. Echal mitzvah sasei, she'en hazman grama, nashim chayavais. So what do we see from this? Since women are mechuyev to perform the mitzvah of tefillin, a woman can participate in the rescue of lost tefillin without looking like she's violating the prohibition against the prohibition of Baal Taisif. So what do we have now? We end up having that the Gemara has finally concluded, and they finally found who the people are, who are the shittas of our Mishnah, who hold that Shabbos is Man Tefillin. This is the shittas of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, who according to this Braisa, women are allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos in order to save them. So what do we see? That tefillin, our mitzvah say, shalai hazman grama. We then say, Rosh Hashanah ein ma'akvin esatinoikis miliskaya. We're not ma'akvin. If a little kid wants to blow shayfer, we don't tell him not to. Then going back to the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, we say, Rabbi Yossi nemuke imoy, and therefore we paskin nashim saim chais rishus. As we mentioned before, nashim are allowed to do any mitzvah that they want to, even if they're not mechuyev in it. We paskin like him, so therefore they have rishus to do even a mitzvah say, shazman grama. The question here is, if a woman does a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, should she make a bracha or should she not? Does a hava mean that she should not make a bracha? Because it could potentially be a bracha shein et tzricha. We know this because we say in a bracha, asher kedushan mitzvaitzav vitzivanu, and since women were not mitzuva in some of these mitzvahs, therefore vitzivanu is not true. However, the Rabbeinu Tam here, and in Rosh Hashanah, and other Rishayim say it's okay for a woman to make a bracha, since we see from Michal Bashal, and we paskin like Rabbi Yosef, but the Chachamim were not mich, did not protest against it. So therefore, we could say that they are allowed to make a bracha. And technically, the Tzivanu does include a woman, since they're really part of Klal Yisrael. However, the one Shita who does not hold to this is the Rambam. The Rambam says that a woman is not allowed to make a bracha. And basically, we know the Rambam is always machmer on brachas because he holds it's very easy to be over a bracha levatala if you accidentally say the name of Hashem in vain. This is the Shita we know this from this in Masechta Brachas and Masechta Shabbos in certain areas, that the Rambam is very makpid on this. Daf Tzadik Zayin. What's the difference between Yishanais and Chadashais? Yishanais are kol sheyesh by Ritsuais ubikusharis, anything that has the Ritsuais and it has the knots. What are the knots that we're referring to here? There's a Yud, which we have in the Shel Yad. There's a Dalad knot, which we have in the Shel Reish. And we also have the letter Shin on the bias of the Shel Reish. And this spells out the word Shakai. These are all halachal of Meshami Sinai. Rashi paskins that all these three things, the Yud, the Dalad, and the Shin, are all halachal of Meshami Sinai. Taisus paskins only the Shin is halachal of Meshami Sinai. What about Chadashais? Chadashais are Yesh Behem Ritsuais V'Lei Mekusharais. They have the Ritsuais, but they do not have the knots. However, we say ananiva, which is a bow, that is usur in tefillin. Amar Reb Nachman, v'noyehen levar. Each of these knots that we're referring to have to be facing outward. Amar Reb Chizda Amar Rav, halakeach tefillin imisha ena mumcha. If you buy tefillin from someone who is not a mumcha, baidik shtayim shal reish v'yachas shal yad, or vice versa, shtayim shal yad v'yachas shal reish, for a total of three times, which is a chazaka. And we have a machloikis, a famous machloikis. What exactly is a chazaka? Rabbi holds a chazaka is twice. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds three times, and we hold that a chazaka is three times. We then talk about a sakana. If there's a sakana that a person might get killed, then he's allowed to cover up the tefillin and leave. He doesn't have to do anything with them. But if it's just a sakana of listim, then a person should walk pachas midalad amas. Reb Shimon says it's best then not to walk pachas midalad, but you should hand it to a friend. Two people should hand it one to the other, and then walk pachas midalad. The Tanakama holds one person is better to walk and walk pachas midalad. What are the different shitas? According to the Tanakama, he's afraid avsa milsa de Shabbos. What happens is if one person does it, it's better to do one person, because if you do it two people, you'll show public respect, public disrespect for the Shabbos in front of a lot of people. And according to Reb Shimon, he holds two is better, because the lav zimnin adaite, we're afraid that if a person does it once by himself, at some point in the future he'll forget and he'll end up carrying in a Rishus HaRab D'Araisa, and he could come to me Mechuyev for something like that. The Rambam says that lechatchila, a person is allowed to hand something to a friend, pachas midalad, or a person himself is allowed to walk pachas midalad. The Ramban, on the other hand, holds that it's mamish asr. You're not allowed to do this at all. And in fact, the Ravid brings down that the Rambam only means that it's mutter in a shasat chak, but lechatchila, you're not allowed to do this. And he brings a raya from the end of Masechta Shabbos, in the parak of Mishah Hichshech. We know that this whole Eitzah of pachas midalad is only a last alternative, but lechatchila, you're not allowed to do it. Therefore, we have a raya that technically this is only mutar b'diyavad, but not lechatchila. And the same halacha applies, as we mentioned, with the question of benoy yeladus. If a kid is born out in the field, you're also, since that's a case of shasat chak, you're allowed to give it one person to the other in order to bring the baby into the city. We then say amotzi oichel b'kli. If a person carries oichel in a kli, he's only chayav for the oichel, but he's pater for the kli because the kli is really a tafel to the oichel. We then have a mishnah that says if you are reading a rolled sefer on a porch and part of it slipped out and rolled into a rishus harabim, it's okay to pull it back. And here we have a klal that hold that says, "Ein lecha davar mishum shvus ayamid bifnei kavod kisvei hakodesh." A davar which is a shvus, and here it's a shvus because part of the keli which is in a rishus harabim, part of this scroll, that's only aser midrabanan. But that does not take precedence over the kedusha of kisvei hakodesh. Therefore, you're allowed to reel it in and bring it in. Taf tzadik kas. We have the shita of Ben Azai, who holds mahalach is ko'emid dami. We also have the isser of throwing kisvei hakodesh. Then we say a window ledge, which is in a rishus harabim, above 10 tvachim from the ground, you're allowed to put plates and glasses on it, or take them off, as long as these glasses and plates, if they fell, would break. And then we have a mishnah that says a person cannot stand in a rishus hayachid and urinate into a rishus harabim, or spit into a rishus harabim, or vice versa. You can't stand in a rishus harabim and do that into a rishus hayachid. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you have saliva gathered in your mouth, you're not allowed to work more than dalet amos with that in your mouth because it's considered carrying. Taf tzadik tes. We know that both an akira and a hanacha must be on a makam chashiv, dalet al dalet. What about this, the Gemara we said before about spitting and urinating? Those are not dalad al dalad. So we say that's okay because machshavtoy mishav yilei makom. Therefore, he's chayef. His machshava to do the maisa makes it into a makom chashav. We see this from Shabbos stuff kuf beis by throwing a stick into a running dog's mouth. You're chayef even though it's not a makom dalad because he had machshava mishav yilei makom. We then say that Paris can only become tame if they were mukhshir lekabel tumah. This comes via being touched with liquid. We then say anyone who spits in front of his rabbi is chayef misa. Then we have a Mishnah that says lo yamod adam b'rishus hayachid v'yishtev b'rishus harabim, or vice versa. Elaim hichnis reishav irubi lamakam shu shaisa. What about a carmelist? Abayas is a carmelist is like a rishus harabim because haitzah is a malacha gurua. Therefore, you're not allowed to do that. And rabbis is not the same thing. Therefore, you are allowed to do that. Then we have the Gemara b'chein begas, which is speaking about a wine press. This is referring to maisa. According to the Chumim, we know after you pick something, you're allowed to eat something which is an eichel arai, and the top of a gas is considered eichel arai as long as you just use your mouth and you don't use a cup. Then we have a mission about a maschila, that one can catch water from a gutter into a bucket as long as it's less than 10 tefachim. Then we have a mission that says borbish sarabim, and it has an embankment that's 10 tefachim high. You're allowed to, from a window on the side of it, draw water from it. Finally, we have a mission that says a tree with branches. As long as they descend to within 3 tefachim of the ground, it's okay to carry, since these are lovud and they're kashra machitzas.